Amanda the Toy Otter, and this is Pop Deutsch, the radio show in which my daddy attempts to teach me and my plushy friends the German language, usually to his deep frustration. You too can follow along and learn German with us. It'll be fun!
Hello everyone, and welcome to lesson number 3 of Beginning German. I'm your teacher, Professor Orrin Otter.
You're not just the professor, you're the dean.
Oh, that's right, Amanda. Technically, I am the dean of the TSI.
You're the best dean in any school anywhere.
Oh, thank you, Amanda. I'm glad you have such confidence in me.
Can I have my $10 now?
Shh, not now. You'll ruin the effect. Okay, obviously Amanda's here. PJ?
What?
Are you here?
Oh yeah, I'm here.
Morrison? I mean, Eckert? Sorry, got my bats confused.
I got a new name.
No, you don't have a new name. I just got confused for a minute.
Well, I can sympathize with that.
Hey, that's my line. Nico!
Wafers!
Nico Wafers?
I don't know. It seemed funny when I thought of it.
Tally!
I'm here. Sorry I'm late. I spent 20 minutes looking for my textbook.
But, Tally, we don't use a textbook in this course. I put everything on the blackboard.
Oh, well, that would explain why I couldn't find it.
And I see we have a new student with us. Hello, Woof 2.5.
I shall ruin you all by completely throwing off the bell curve.
Hey, that's cool. How do you make your voice echo like that?
This is telepathy.
Hey, I'm telepathic. Let me try that. Echo! Echo! Pinocchio!
Show off.
Okay, let's get right to today's lesson, shall we? We've got some nouns to learn today. All right. Tree is Baum, das Baum. Bush is der Busch.
Now, does that apply to the president or just to the plant?
Just the plant. The president would be Herr Busch. Corn is das Korn with a K. Cotton is die Baumwolle, literally the tree wool. Okay, weed is das Unkraut. Tomato is die Tomate. Cabbage, der Kohl. Cinnamon, der Zimt. Carrot, die Morube. Rice, der Reis. Grass is das Gras. Farm is das Farm. That's an easy one. Wool is das Wolle. Forest is das Wald. Wheat is das Weizen. Apple is die Apfel. Pea is der Erbsen.
A vegetable, Eckert.
Okay, peanut is die Erdnuss, literally the earth nut. Pear is die Birne. Wine is der Wein. Juice, der Saft. Orange, die Orange. Plant is die Pflanze. Seed is der Same. And garden is der Garten.
Teacher?
Yes, Eckert, you have a question.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Oh, of course you may.
Oh, thanks, teacher.
Eckert, not here. Go to the actual bathroom.
Oh, right.
Foolish bat. Have you forgotten that you are a plush creature and thus have no need to eat or excrete?
Well, of course I haven't forgotten. I just need to go potty.
Well, while Eckert is out, let's go ahead and get started on the verbs, shall we? Work is arbeiten. Plant is pflanzen. Grow is Bowen, pick, Schneiden. Harvest is ernten, beat, schlagen. Eat is essen. There is, es gibt. Drink, trinken, and believe is glauben. Okay, you all have that?
I glauben so.
I'm back. I had a really good Erbsen.
Eckert, that is not what that word means.
Sure it is. I ate a pea on the way to the bathroom.
Oh. Well, I guess that's okay then.
This is Eckert we're talking about. You can never be completely sure.
Good point. Okay, adjectives.
Delicious is köstlich. Some, etwas. Rotten, verfault. Tall or high, hoch. Taller, höher. Together, zusammen. Hot, heiß. Cold, kalt. And better, besser.
And let's throw in a couple of prepositions. In is exactly the same. It's in. And under is unter.
Thank you, teacher. Now that I have a working understanding of the German language, I shall be able to take over Central Europe.
Oh, are we going to go on a military conquest? I want to try that.
I've tried it. It's not as much fun as it seems.
Well, I hate to break this to you, Wolf 2.5, but you're going to need to know a lot more if you want to take over Germany.
Teach on, good professor. Teach on, and I shall assimilate your knowledge.
Now then, have we done conjugation yet?
I glauben we did.
Apparently not. Oh, that's right, I remember. We did noun forms last time. Well, this time we're going to learn to conjugate verbs.
Conjugate? But I never even...
Yes, Eckert, you already used that joke in the last episode. It wasn't very funny then, either. Now, to do conjugation, there are 6 types of conjugation we can do. We've got singular and plural, if you're talking about one person or a bunch of people. And then you've got first person, which is the person talking, I, me, myself. And then you've got the second person, that's the person you're talking to. And then there's the third person, that's who you're talking about. So, for example, to conjugate a verb in English, let's use the verb to see. I see, you see, he, see, or it sees, we see, y'all see, they see.
I see.
Very funny, Nico. Okay, now in German, it works a little differently. In most cases, when you say I something, ich something, you add an E to the end of the verb instead of the usual EN. For example, we'll take our first verb here, arbeiten. With ich, it would be ich arbeite. That is the first person singular. Second person singular with du would be du arbeitest. You add an EST on the end of the verb instead of the usual EN. So, ich arbeite, du arbeitest. Now, third person singular, sie, or es, would be arbeitet. You end the verb with a T this time. So, tally, what have we got so far?
Ich arbeite, du arbeitest, sie, or es, arbeitet.
Very good. Now, for the plural forms,
The endings are all going to be pretty much the same. Wir arbeiten, ihr arbeiten, sie arbeiten. And that applies the same for both sie meaning they and sie meaning the formal form of you.
So, when we conjugate a verb, we can just put all of those together, right?
Actually, no. Because in other languages, these aren't necessarily going to be the same. And so I want you to get used to declining all six forms, okay?
You mean we're going to be learning other languages?
Well, didn't you know? We're under a 3-year contract. Yeah, after this is done, we're going to be producing pop Japanese, pop French, and pop Swahili.
What?
Just kidding. Okay, who can conjugate the verb pflanzen for me?
I shall conjugate the verb.
Okay, good.
I shall conjugate it into complete submission.
Just the basic conjugation will be fine, Woof.
As you wish. Pflanzen, meaning to plant. Ich pflanze. Du pflanzt. Er, sie, es pflanzt. Wir pflanzen. Ihr pflanzen. Sie pflanzen.
Amanda, why don't you take the next one? Bauen, meaning to grow.
Can I do it telepathically like what?
I would prefer you do it aloud. When you guys do that telepathy thing, it makes me feel like I've got ladybugs crawling all over my brain.
Okay. Bauen. Ich baue. Du baust. Er, sie, es baut. Wir bauen. Ihr bauen. Sie bauen.
How come we're doing all this bauen? Are we doing pop Japanese now?
No, Eckert, we're not doing pop Japanese. We're doing pop Chinese.
We are? Really?
No, not really. Okay. PJ. Schneiden, meaning to pick.
Schneiden. Ich schneide, du schneidest. Er, sie, es schneidet. Wir schneiden. Ihr schneiden. Sie schneiden.
That's very good. Except I think that it's er, sie, es schneidet. I know that's kind of difficult to say, but good job. Okay, Neko. Harvest. Ernten.
Ernten. Ich ernte. Du ernst, er, sie, es erntet, wir ernten, ihr ernten, sie ernten.
Excellent. Nico, beat, schlagen.
Well, if you insist.
Oh, stop that!
Hey, you can't pick on my brother like that. Only I get to do that.
But he said...
No, I meant conjugate the word beat.
Oh, okay, schlagen. Ich schlage... Du schlagst, er, sie, es schlagt, wir schlagen, ihr schlagen, sie schlagen.
If it is preferable. I could beat on Eckert using my telekinesis.
Hey, if Tally and Wolf 2.5 get to beat up Eckert, I want to beat up Eckert too.
You are Eckert.
I thought I was Morrison now.
Are we going to beat up Morrison too?
Nobody's going to beat up anybody. Now, Wolf 2.5. Conjugate Essen.
I believe you have overlooked Eckert.
Oh, right. Morrison. I mean Eckert. Conjugate the verb Essen, meaning to eat.
Okay, ich esse, du, est, er, sie, es, est.
Actually, for both du and er, sie, es, that would be ist. Essen is kind of funny that way.
Well, now's a fine time to tell me. Okay, wir essen, ihr essen, and, sie essen.
Okay, that's about all the time we have for today. So, everybody, I want you to study those conjugations. We're going to be doing translation next week. Okay, have a good week, everybody.
Uh-oh.
What is it, Wolf 2.5?
I think my brain just froze up.
Oh, no. Woof, what have I told you time and time again?